Marketing and promoting your book can be such a delicate subject, and a lot of people wait until it's just too late to do that. The best time for you to be marketing and promoting your book is actually before it's published. I know it seems like I've lost my mind. You're probably saying, what? Have you been sniffing paint lately, Dale? No, not today. But all joking aside, I am going to talk about marketing and promoting your book before it's published. So stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It's Dale here, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about my favorite thing in self-publishing books. Before we do jump into things, I gotta go ahead and pay the bills. Of course, there is a wonderful sponsor. The fine folks over at Fiverr have continued to invest their time, energy, and attention and trust in self-publishing with Dale here. And I reciprocate that nonetheless because they're just an amazing platform. They're somebody that I continue to use. So today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by Fiverr. Get all your self-publishing needs fulfilled through the Book Publishing Services store. Between writing, editing, cover design, interior formatting, marketing, and more, Fiverr has everything you could possibly need for self-publishing. Simply visit dalelinks.com/Fiverr to try them out for yourself. And if you use coupon code DALE2020, that's on all caps, to take an additional 10% off your first order, you can be able to do that as soon as possible. It's only good for the first 100 people, and the coupon code expires by January 15th, 2021. Again, dalelinks.com/Fiverr, coupon code DALE2020. I'm going to give you some more details about a challenge that I have out right now and that you can join and possibly win upwards of $2,200 in cash and prizes. When should you market a book? It's a trick question. Should always be marketing and promoting it from the idea that you have in your brain, from inception to production, to publishing and beyond. If you want to get any form of traction, if you want to gain any readers, if you want to make earnings or income, you absolutely must market and promote your book. And no, I don't mean have Amazon market and promote your book for you because you've somehow found the profitable keyword or niche. They're going to automatically do those things. No, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about you actively marketing and promoting this book. How do you promote a book before it's published, though? If it's not out, well, what are you supposed to do? You got to build the hype train. You got to build it up. You got to start it up. You got to load people on board, and you got to take them along for the ride. So there's a little bit of groundwork I want you to do first. The very first thing you're going to need to focus on. We got to build out an email newsletter. I know I hear a collective sigh as everybody's listening to this podcast going, oh man, no. Okay, yes, it's much easier than you know. And guess what? If you don't have very much discretionary expense, good news. Services like MailerLite, MailChimp, a number of them actually allow you to use them for free for X amount of subscribers. Now, MailerLite, I get 100% behind. And guess what? They're not sponsoring my channel. I'm just saying that from the heart. Really do like MailerLite. I actually showed MailerLite to my brother, who is not in this business, by the way. And he's in love with it. He's like, oh my gosh, why didn't you show this to me sooner? I don't know. But get yourself an email newsletter service that you can put together. Do not use your personal email, okay? Sending out your personal email through your Gmail account out to your readers and such, you will get blacklisted. You'll get into some serious, serious problems with the FTC, and you'll get slapped with a fine of some sort if you are not careful. Use an email service provider. Okay, the next thing is this. How do you get those readers in there? If you don't have any titles in the first place, you're going to need to do a little bit upfront work. You're going to need to build out what's called a reader magnet. Okay, a reader magnet works just like this. It can be anything like if you're a nonfiction author, you're going to use a listicle, You can use a tool kit. You can do a best of or top 10. If you're a fiction author, maybe you build out a spinoff of your upcoming title. Maybe you have some type of prequel or a sequel to that, to where it whets people's appetites and you entice them with this reader magnet to sign on to your email newsletter, and then you can stay in communication with them. Trust me, this is the part that I see people getting wrong every single time. They're so excited about getting out their book that they forget that, like, oh, it might help if I actually come with an audience. So develop a short read to entice subscribers. Step one. Step two, join newsletter swaps or author collaborations of some sort. Now, that means that with a newsletter swap, what you'll do is you communicate with another author that's within your niche. I'll tell you how to do that in just a second, so don't feel overwhelmed. You're going to communicate with them. You tell them what your reader magnet is, and they'll tell you what theirs is. And you share it through your email newsletter. They share it through theirs. Don't feel like, oh man, I'm not good enough to do this. I only got six subscribers. Good friend of mine here, Thomas A. Bradley, actually got his list to bump up 100%. And he'd started out hardly at about a dozen and boosted up to about 60 subscribers when another email newsletter decided to swap with him in a similar niche. Here's the thought process. Rather than you bloviating about your content all the time to your newsletter people, oh, me. The nice thing is they like to know that you're a human being on the other side of that keyboard, all right? And they're kind of going, oh, there's another book? Well, I better check that out. Newsletter swaps are a great way to deliver additional value to your readers and gets them interested in opening up each of the emails and not feeling like, well, here he goes again talking about his latest publication. Okay, whatever. You can use platforms like Story Origin, which, by the way, folks, it's an open beta. Still, for the last 2 years that I've known Evan Gao, who runs Story Origin, it's still an open beta. I was like, are you crazy? And no, he's not crazy. He is not 100% satisfied with the platform just yet, but I'm going to tell you this, I am. I pay nothing for this, yet I am able to get a huge advanced reader copy team. Going to talk about that just a bit. That's a bit of foreshadowing. So in any event, BookFunnel's another one, relatively inexpensive. BookSprout, another one. My wife actually swears by them, said it's really good service. Here's the other thing you can do. You've already got the reader magnet done. You can also set it as perma-free across all platforms. That means you can publish it, say, through Draft to Digital and put the cost at $0. Just make sure you have a call to action to join your email newsletter within each of those free reads. You put it out onto those platforms and aggregate everywhere else. I will have a link to a book called Secrets of the Perma-Free Book. It'll be inside the show notes, but you can go over to dalelinks.com/permafreebook if you want to find out how to set your book permanently free and why it's so important. And I talk even more about building out these things I just discussed. All right, so we've got the audience. We're starting to build it up. Even if it's a dozen emails or it's 1,200 emails, don't care. We're going to go ahead and pull your current audience through a variety of ways. First way is going to be through your email newsletter and social media. Hopefully, as you're kind of chatting with your subscribers through email newsletter, you're letting them know where you're at in social media and how to connect with you. So that way, it's like a big cycle here. They're consuming your content through emails, social media, and eventually publications. And it just, you get a big cycle, and then they continue to keep you front of mind. So I'm going to start out with nonfiction. Let's start out here. If you're a nonfiction author, what you need to do is, first of all, put a poll out of some sort. What's your reader's biggest pain point? I did this about, I would say, a year ago. I polled the self-publishing books group on Facebook. Got about 4,000 members. And I said, what are some of the biggest struggles that you have in self-publishing? Inevitably, came back to keywords, marketing and promotion, and reviews. Those three things hit it again and again and again and again. You know what happened? Out came the idea. I'm going to go ahead and put together a book series about the Amazon self-publisher. We're going to address keywords, marketing and promotion, and getting reviews. So they were able to kind of vote on a process. So when I started to kind of lay the groundwork for putting this out, they were like, oh yeah, that's right. I did that poll. You can create a poll, whether you want to do it privately. So in other words, you can always create some polls through, say, Google. I think Google Forms or something like that. Just Google it up. And you can do it also publicly. So for instance, Facebook actually has a built-in poll that you can do there. YouTube, if you have the community tab, which is like 1,000 subscribers or more, you're able to put in a poll of some sort. Either way, you could be able to do it and however you make it, shake it or bake it. One of the reasons why you might want to try private is sometimes some people don't feel as safe to say their opinion in a public format. So private sometimes is a good idea. Fiction. Fiction is this. Pitch your idea. Get the feedback. Okay, so you got an idea. Pitch it to them. Hey, I've got this idea for this werebear shapeshifter book where he's in London and he meets a girl and finds out she's a werewhale. And werewhales and werebears are mortal enemies, you know, something like that. And you get it to where people can kind of pitch ideas and you might actually get some other people saying, ooh, that might be a little bit outside the trope. I don't think that's going to be it. Or, oh, this is a pretty nice idea. You're going to help. Get help for molding this and putting it together a bit more. And people are kind of being able to get on the ground level and be a bit more invested. The other way that you can kind of get things going also is through title and cover polls. So you're getting a title put together, just the actual title and subtitle. Get like 4 or 5 iterations. Have people vote for it. Again, you're kind of giving, just putting a little bit of a bug in their ear, all right? You're getting it to where they're knowing, like it's a warning shot. You're like, boom, all right? I got this book coming out. I've got 5 titles, but I'm not sure which one fits. You can also give a brief description of it. Have people vote for that. Cover polls. Oh my gosh, this one gets the chef's kiss. When it comes to doing polls, if you've got about 5 or more book covers, or at least 3 book covers, have your following vote for the best one. Here's the cool thing. If they're already interested in your niche, then chances are very likely they're your ideal audience and they're going to choose the cover that best fits. That's the thing, is it takes that beast of burden off your shoulders. You're looking at 5 covers and going, I don't know which one to choose. Oh, I better go for this one. But then your audience goes, your number 1 looks good, but we think number 3 looks better. And so what ends up happening is the readers become more invested in the process. They feel more like that's my baby. That's what I helped raise and bring to the world. So when you get ready to launch that thing, they're going to go, that's the cover I voted for. That's so cool. Or even if they didn't vote for it, they'll go, you know, I didn't choose that cover, but it was so cool. Actually, I saw that one. I don't know. That cover wasn't the greatest. We'll see if it works. All right, I'm going to go ahead and buy it anyway because I want to help support my favorite author. The next thing is going to be a cover reveal. Reveal your cover. You can also just do a little tiny little like snippet. BookBrush has got a great, fantastic tool that you can use 100% free, by the way. Go to bookbrush.com. They're not paying me to say this. You can go get it for free. And it has a cover reveal type tool. And you can also just tease people. It's going to be like a strip tease, except for book covers. It's going to show just a little bit of it. And you maybe show a little bit at a time. And then eventually reveal it. When you do reveal it, I would recommend that you have some type of a launch date ready to go. So that way people aren't just like, yay, book cover. And you're like, yeah, it's going to be out sometime, whenever. Ain't going to work. You're going to need to really be very bold about what you're going to do and get it to where you have a launch date by the time you do the full cover reveal. All right, next method. And this is the most important one. Please pay attention to this one. So if you happen to be driving or you're working out at the gym or you're at the kitchen or you're at home even watching this on YouTube or something, this is the most important one. Beta and ARC readers. Beta readers are the people that are going to get your book before it's finished, all right? Before it's fully polished, before it's the final draft, and they're going to help you kind of sort some things out developmentally and structurally. ARC readers, advanced reader copy people, are going to be the ones that are going to be getting an advanced copy of your title. And the purpose of that is to get them, hopefully, to leave a review on launch. I know that's after, so we're not going to go too much in depth. The benefit of having beta readers and ARC readers is this. You get the early feedback, and you get to indirectly promote it. And it's also a great way to get people excited and feel invested. It's not all about you, the author, all the time. If you can get it to where you're working less alone and start collaborating with more people, you're going to see your title is going to take off so much better. Don't go it alone. Work with other people, and you'll see your title is going to rise to the top. So, those were a few of the things. I got some final thoughts before we start to wrap things up. I want to, of course, give special thanks to our sponsors, Fiverr. Get any number of premium freelance services on my preferred platform. Yes, my preferred platform of Fiverr. When you visit dalelinks.com/Fiverr, remember you can take 10% off your first order when you use the coupon code DALE2020. Good for the first 100 first-time customers until January the 15th. And by the way, there's something going on right now. It's called the 2020 Finish Strong Challenge. And, you know, this year's been a dumpster fire. There's no way around it. What I want to do is I want to go out fighting. And if you want to go fighting out with me, then you got to join me here with the 2020 Finish Strong Challenge. Whatever it takes to move the needle in your business, whether it's editing your manuscript, it's formatting it, maybe getting a book cover design, maybe doing marketing and promotion. Either way, we're going to move the needle in the business, and we're going to do it all together. Anybody that joins this 2020 Finish Strong Challenge, when they go to dalelinks.com/challenge, will actually be enrolled in a one-month group coaching program starting in late January. This ends January the 15th, so you still have time if you're listening to this. All right, and I'm saying this right now on December 21st when I'm recording this episode. So you still have time. Join. And here's the cool thing. When you go to dalelinks.com/challenge, you'll see there are a number of three different prizes where you can get upwards of $2,200 in cash and prizes from a variety of things, including $300 in cash. You'll get an author brand kit, which is something brand new that I have not even publicly revealed yet. It's essentially, you're going to be getting a website done for you, email setup, email marketing setup, and social media setup, all done for you. That's a $750 value. So much cool things. Folks, just go to dalelinks.com/challenge. Take a look at more. All right, so final tip. When it comes to marketing and promoting, there's really no one way of doing it. Wrong, especially. Well, except. There's so many ways we can do it wrong. First of all, I would say doing it wrong would probably be just throwing money down the drain and just hoping for the best. And publishing and praying is not a marketing and promotion strategy. But the biggest thing I'd say is that I see a lot of people doing wrong is rushing the launch. Don't rush your launch. I know you were like, I was going to put it on the anniversary of my deceased grandfather's birthday. Or, I really like that date. It's going to be on Friday the 13th. And look, don't get married to a date. All right? Never rush a launch. If you don't have the audience in place, if you don't have the hype built, then be prepared because that launch is not going to go very good. You got to do all the work in advance to see a really good launch. And I know that it probably just, it begrudges you. You're like, oh, all right. It's so much more worth it. Then you're not going to have a book launch that just completely flops right out the gate. Also, the next issue I see is waiting till the last minute to build hype. And I always have one finger pointed forward, I got three pointed back right at me. I've done this many times. I'm like, I know a date's coming up here, and I kind of built some hype up, but then I'm like, the real marketing and promotion, the bones behind all of that. I was like, I got 2 days to go. I better start promoting this stuff. Ooh, yeah, no, that's not a good idea. Waiting to the last minute to promote your book is not a good strategy. So don't rush the launch. Don't wait to the last minute to promote your stuff. start promoting right away. Folks, I go through a lot of this through my most recent publication, Promotional Strategies for Books. You can find out more details about that when you go visit dalelinks.com/promobook. Hey, folks, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, just want to let you know, this is going to continue on a series. We're going to be talking about marketing promotion for the coming weeks here. So make sure that you stay tuned to the podcast and subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. It just means the world to me if you did that. Apple Podcasts is one place that I'm able to see. And if you leave any kind of a comment on my YouTube channel, that helps out greatly too. So if you made it to the very end of the podcast, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, just go ahead and drop me 5 banana sticker if you enjoyed today's podcast. If you didn't enjoy it, put a few sad face emojis and say this was trash, Dale. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.